I think of the whole transgender topic, where we have girls that are victims of men, biological men, going into their bathrooms, pretending to be women, charading as women.
A male was in our locker room when volleyball girls were trying to get changed. After I asked him to leave, he didn't, and later looked over at girls with their shirts off, and it made many people uncomfortable and feel violated. I left as soon as I could in a panic.
I was the first one inside the locker room at the time, and the trans student came in and walked into a separate part of the locker room and went and changed while the other girls were in the main part of the locker room changing as well. A lot of us stated, like, can you please get out? We're changing, we don't feel comfortable with you in here. After a little while, the student did leave, but it took a little bit for the student to leave, and a lot of us were not comfortable with that situation. And it's happened before, and so we want just to be changed, really.
You can buy a shirt that says there are more than two genders, but guess what? You can only buy it in a male or female size. If there's so many different genders, shouldn't there be non-binary, male, female, cat, dog, right? Because people are saying you identify as whatever you want, right? It's unbelievable. The reason there's not more than two genders is because science has shown us that there's only male and female bones, okay? There's only male and female chromosomes. This is what science has shown us. We're talking about biology. We're talking about genetics. We're talking about scientific fact, scientific law. We only have male and female eyes. There's no such thing as a non-binary chromosome. It doesn't exist. They put their faith in a false religion. They need to have their eyes open to the truth. There's only male and female muscles. You say, well, why does this debate matter? Who cares what they do in their own privacy? It's not private, it's in public. They're trying to infiltrate women's sports. That affects everyone. They're trying to get into women's prisons. They identify as a woman. Look, you're gonna trust some criminal that did some crime? You're gonna trust them to tell you the truth about gender? Think about this. They wanna go into women's locker rooms, women's bathrooms. You talk about bigotry, that's bigotry. They say, you're bigoted. No, I'm not bigoted for accepting people for what they are. I would be a bigot if I accepted people for what they're not, if I lied to people. We shouldn't lie to people. Don't buy into this game of literal charades. Look, if a guy puts on high heels and a skirt, it doesn't mean he's a woman. It means he's masquerading as a woman. He's a counterfeit.
We're dealing with an issue right now where there is a biological guy that's been using the girls' locker room, and all these people are pushing back against it a lot. Has this happened before at the high school?
It's happened in the bathrooms a lot, definitely more in the bathrooms.
In the bathrooms as opposed to the locker rooms?
Yeah.
So have you ever been in one of the bathrooms or locker rooms and a biological male who identifies as a transgender student came in?
Yes, but they didn't identify as trans. They said that they were gay, so that they weren't attracted to me, so they were allowed in.
Oh, wow. So gay male students have been using the girls' bathrooms?
In the past years, yes.
Wow. How did they get away with that?
The school didn't care much to listen to our concerns. And then when we did say something, the person, he would file complaints of harassment because I looked at him wrong.
Riley Gaines says that she was ambushed and physically hurt at San Francisco State by trans activists. The former college swimmer has been speaking at colleges all across the country about keeping trans women out of women's sports. Videos from the school's newspaper, Golden Gate Express, show strong reaction to last night's speech. The university now says the situation is under investigation. Former college swimmer Riley Gaines being chased away and shouted at by trans activists after an event at San Francisco State University.
Don't buy into this game of literal charades. Look, if a guy puts on high heels and a skirt, it doesn't mean he's a woman. It means he's masquerading as a woman. He's a counterfeit. The truth needs to be said. And whether people call it judgmental or hateful or not, we still need to speak it. This is what Christianity is all about, pursuing truth and helping people not be victims.
the fact that this man is and has been using the women's restroom and locker room. Firstly, the question we must address is why are we affirming the mental confusion of this boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use the women's spaces? Of course, any male who claims he is a woman will accept it. But what about the women? What about the true girls like myself who are female down to our DNA? Why don't we ever get a say in whether or not we are comfortable with this? The truth is, we aren't. The majority of us aren't, and yet nothing has been done to protect the safety of these women. I will conclude with this. It all starts with you. You are in charge of the safety of us women and the kids of our parents. So please do something about it. Thank you.